Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
And welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Cox. Good morning to you. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Ryan.
As a news guy, I want to ask you about a website. Could be controversial to some. I actually like them a lot. What do you think of Newsbusters?
Newsbusters?
So basically, one of their big things is they monitor all the different newscasts on the major networks, and then they break down statistics of what they decide to talk about and then point out the things they decide not to talk about. They basically are giving analytics.
That's
find it very useful. Okay, so they did a analysis of ABC, CBS, and NBC between October 1st and October 31st, across the 67 reports and news briefs which discuss the government shutdown. They say 87% of the coverage favored Democrats. Analysis found 83 statements in which the anchors or reporters were critical of Republicans, but just 12 criticizing Democrats. And the other thing that they found, which was kind of interesting, they said that in only 12 reports, that's less than one-fifth, even mentioned the Senate Democrats refused to vote for a clean continuing resolution. So statistics like that, I think, okay, there's a vote. It goes down. There's clean resolution after clean resolution. Republicans vote for it. Democrats vote against it. I would think that is a worthy note to include in your newscast when you're talking about the shutdown. I think that's a something that should be included in the story. So when they do these sort of analysis of the major networks, it's always like, wow, I guess I never seen it laid out this way, but less than a fifth of the reports mentioned it. That seems like a problem to me.
Yeah, and if you've worked in newsrooms, which I know you do and have, there's evidence there, is all I'm saying, of a bias. There's evidence.
No.
And
no,
I see it. But I am not one of those people who says, oh, all the media is biased, you know, liberal. I do think everyone's biased. That's I think the standard should be fair and accurate. But
right.
I don't have a problem with news outlets who are lean a certain way. As long as you know where they lean, I don't have a problem with it. That's why we have Fox News and we have MSNBC. Everyone knows which side they're on. But
yeah.
At the beginning, though, of these networks coming into existence, it was like, no, we're objective. We're just saying we're objective, but they really weren't.
Fair and balanced was the Fox slogan. Did you disagree with that?
Well, yeah, I don't agree with.
Well, they used that probably up until 2015, 16? No, 18 or so. They kind of left that and they quietly went away from that slogan, but it was a very catchy slogan there. So you're saying that we need disclosures. We need to at least disclose.
Well, just don't pretend
where we're coming from.
You're not on that. You don't lean one way. I mean, just don't pretend.
Yeah. Yep.
Just, yeah, make it transparent.
I used to do this all the time when I was doing the late night show, and it made people so angry. And, you know, I almost in a way like Rush Limbaugh would say it, like I kind of said it tongue in cheek. But, you know, I said, I'm definitely conservative, but I'm going to be the fairest person you listen to on the radio. Well, but I'm going to let you know where I'm coming from. And I always tried to be absolutely fair to the topics and try to look at it from other sides, let other people. But the interesting thing is, when you take an approach like that, it seems like you upset both sides in a way, because one, they'll say, obviously you're not fair because you're conservative, so that's not possible. But the other side would look at it and say, why are you even giving airtime to the other side? They would look at it and say that maybe anymore, as long as you know, like, let's say, what's the one network Cuomo's on now? The News Nation. Have you watched any of their news coverage?
Yeah, I've seen a little bit.
What do you think of the way they handle news?
I don't know that I've seen enough to form a proper opinion, so I won't answer that.
Okay. Do you think CNN as a network is trying to give the appearance they're more central than they are?
I don't know if they're trying to be more, you know, I don't know if they indicate that or try to indicate that. It's just clearly obvious that they're not. It really is. You look at their headlines. The thing about being in a newsroom, I can see several TVs at once. So I can see Fox, I can see CNN, I can see so-and-so. And it's just striking. The headlines are so different for the same story.
Yeah.
And you can just tell where they're coming from.
Yep. Like, let's say this was a liberal program in the morning in a liberal station. We would probably be looking a retrospective of Nancy Pelosi and all the good she's done. Like, that's an approach and a topic that I look at and say I have no interest in. That sounds so stupid and a boring topic. I wouldn't want to cover that. And to me, I don't have to point out the decisions that people make and what they decide to cover make a difference. And that's why I enjoy the Newsbusters, because they analyze just specific topics, like in this case, the way they cover the shutdown. And then they say, here's certain things that they omit that would be important. And it shows the certain bias by the omission in a lot of ways. So I do appreciate services like Newsbusters and websites that do point those things out. Not that they'll ever be used to help improve. I know we're running late. We got to do the short list. Let's do that.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
This really was, as some people say, the Seinfeld shutdown. It's a shutdown about nothing. There was no fight. There was no skirmish between the parties. But then Chuck Schumer decided to throw a big wrench in the middle of the machine, because he wanted to show a fight against President Trump, because he needs political cover against the rising radicals in his party.
You know what we need is a good sit down between Trump and Schumer. Remember that time they sat down and Trump just like went off on him in front of the cameras? Do we need a moment like that? Like, cut this crap out.
Everybody will be able to get this drug, and it is going to, it's going to change. We will lose, the American public, because of this agreement, will lose 125 million pounds by this time next year. It is going to have dramatic effects on human health in this country.
Maybe it'll have other effects too. And keep in mind, anytime you inject anything into your body, as opposed to putting in the work to correct it, it's not as good as the other options. It may be easier, but it's not as good.
And they are announcing today a new model, a brand new model aimed at getting to the vulnerable populations amongst us. These medications, the forgotten man will be able to afford these drugs now. Governors will be thanking President Trump. They should be calling directly, sir, because they're going to be able to afford Medicaid next year.
So that's Dr. Oz talking about how to deal with the new lower cost for these GLP drugs that'll help lose weight. I'm telling you, by this time next year, the prices are coming down. I don't believe it. But number two, we went through this whole COVID thing and people calling the vaccine a jab. So do you think we're just going to easily adopt injecting ourselves unnecessarily? Like, what makes you think that's going to be mass adopted by a lot of the people you think are going to use it? I don't like this.
Funding this terrorist organization from narco-terrorist activity in Venezuela threatens America's interests in the Mideast. So I am hoping that the body will understand that what President Trump is doing is not only lawful, but necessary.
Narco-terrorists. I guess the question is still the legalities of it. Can you just bomb these boats carrying these deadly fentanyl-infested narcotics that are here to kill Americans? I mean, is that lawful? That is a absolutely great legal question that still needs to be answered. But I think the standpoint of Lindsey Graham is, lawful or not, what you're doing is you're saving lives by doing this, and these people have no intention of doing any good. It's all bad. The only good they're doing is for the drug dealers that are pumping this stuff in here. And if they're the only ones benefiting, then no harm, no foul. But legality, or the legal side of it, I don't know if that's a good legal standpoint to base your argument off of. I guess we're going to have to find out. Oh, boy. So the airports are starting to cut flights. We're talking some pretty major disruptions expected in some spots, but they're going to try to minimize it as much as possible. Jessica Rosenthal with Fox News Radio is going to join us after the break. Nicole Murray this morning with Gordon Deal joining us this hour too. And in other news this hour, and AC/DC tickets sometime this morning is your chance to win a pair of tickets to go see the Big Show at the Dome next year. We're going to give those away at some point during the show between now and the end. You're going to have to keep listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show, 97.1 FM Talk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
And welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Ryan Recker. Wow, what a week it's been. Whew, head's still spinning from all that. You know, I keep seeing these different stories. I think KSDK did a story about people taking buses and trains as an alternative to the uncertainty when it comes to flights. You ever, Scott, had to take a train ride across large area, like a large, long train ride somewhere?
Yes, and I love trains. I'll take a train anytime I get a chance to take a train.
Well, if you don't have any time constraints, I guess it's fine. But like, if you just want to get there fast. I've always wanted to take a train ride up to like Alaska or something. Always wanted to do that. It's supposed to be really beautiful.
Well, here I've taken the train to, what's it called? Hanover. Is it Hanover?
Hannibal? Okay.
Hannibal. No, the German town. Why can't I think of the name of it?
You're not talking about Metrolink, are you? You're just like...
Herman.
Thank
you.
Oh, I was Herman. Like, where are you
It's right
about?
On the track. It's right on the tracks. It's like an hour. Great train ride. And then you can come back the same day.
Yep.
It's great.
Oh, cool. That sounds good. Do we have our guest? I think we may.
We do.
Join us now from Fox News Radio, Jessica Rosenthal. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we're starting to see some people post photos on social media. Hey, I'm at the airport, got through security quick, everything's fine, we're all good. But what we're going to see is, okay, how much of a disruption is this going to be? Cutting some traffic down by 4% to 10% in some areas. People are concerned if they have flights this weekend. So with the, restrictions, the flight restrictions that are in place because of the government shutdown, it sounds like a lot of people are concerned if this lingers, what that's going to do for Thanksgiving traffic in a few weeks.
Yeah, because you can imagine 4% is about 1,800 flights. Oh. And 10% is anywhere from 3,500 to 4,000 flights. So if this continues, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy has said this will absolutely get worse because there will be fewer and fewer and fewer air traffic controllers who can go without a third $0 paycheck and a fourth $0 paycheck. So things are just going to get worse and worse and worse, he says, as the pressure will mount. But we all know how this works, right? 4% of flights nationwide, maybe doable. Maybe we can work with that. 1,800 flights is still a lot, though. And the way that works, we all have been there, right? One flight gets canceled. A few flights get canceled. And there's a ripple out effect as those people try to rebook. So that's why they're kind of phasing this in. They're starting at 4% and moving towards 10% so that airlines can just reduce the number of flights they're just even offering. And it sounds like the airlines are totally playing ball. Everybody is saying they're going to pitch in, help out, reduce here and there. People who are affected, they are saying they will get them refunds. They'll try and get them rebooked. Even if your flight, even if your ticket says, you know, non-refundable economy seat, they're going to try and make that happen to give those refunds if your flight's just not working out. But you're right. I mean, this is only going to get worse as we get closer to Thanksgiving. So we're all bracing. I think everybody's bracing for the worst because the Senate has already failed to pass the CR 14 times. We'll see if it's going to be a 15th today.
Man, the way that you put the visual in my mind when you said $0 paycheck, you imagine looking at your pay stub and it says zero. They go through the effort of printing and it says zero after that. So do you think the airlines are taking this on a day-to-day basis, hoping the government reopens? Because I know people that, you know, I know that Thanksgiving's a few weeks away. They probably don't want to look that far into the future. They're probably looking maybe a week in advance at a time. When do you think they're going to start looking at this long-term even? Because this would bother me if I had a flight coming up in like 5 days. The anxiety would kill me not knowing if the flight was going to get canceled.
Yeah, you're so right about that. Talk about painting a visual, because you are at the mercy of 435 lawmakers right now, right? This is literally day to day. So yeah, you're right. The airlines, they can only operate based on their cooperation with the Transportation Department and the FAA. The FAA is the one who issued the 4% reduction. So you, what can you do at that point, right? You can say, okay, we'll offer a refund. Okay, we'll try and get you rebooked. But there's only so much you can do without a pot of money to pay these. Everything is stemming from air traffic control, right? Even if you have a long security line with TSA, by the way, they're expected to show up and they're not getting paid either. So you can get through the security line, but if there's no one to manage your literal flight in the sky as it's landing or leaving, there's nothing you can do about that. And these ATC guys are saying, look, like one of them said to his boss, who then relayed the story at a press conference in front of Sean Duffy, he said, look, my wife works. I'm not getting any money, though. So she's going to go to work. I have to stay home and take care of the kid because we don't have money for daycare anymore. So it's not that these guys don't want to necessarily show up and work for free. A lot of them will, but some of them just literally can't because of the cost constraints. So that's sort of what we're dealing with. The root of this is if you don't have a stop, if all your stoplights are out in town, driving is going to be a mess and a lot of people will stay home. That's essentially what's happening.
All right. Hypothetical here. Hypothetical. Because it's the FAA, let's say the Trump administration, they said, we really want to mess with you. So we're grounding private flights for Taylor Swift to make up for this. Could hypothetically, can you ground private flights? Like, I don't know if there's even an answer to this, but if it's all through the FAA, could he say, all right, if the Democrats don't open it back up, no more Taylor Swift flying around in her private jet?
I think the Trump administration might call you to offer you a job.
What an idea.
I mean, the creativity of that. Yeah, you're right, though. Like, for example, you know, after that horrific cargo plane crash the other day in Kentucky, you know, you do think about, like, what kinds of flights are being impacted. Because you're right. Like, is food coming in? Is cargo coming in? Are my Christmas presents coming in? Are my Amazon deliveries affected? It doesn't sound like those are the kind of flights we're talking about, right? We're not talking about cargo. We're not talking about commerce. And to your point, it doesn't sound like we're talking about private aircraft. I think, though, the point is that is such a minuscule number to manage. And a lot of that's happening out of different airports, too. It's not always necessarily the big airports. I'm from Los Angeles. A lot of people who had private jets, for example, would fly out of Van Nuys. It's probably an airport you've never heard of. It's not Burbank. It's not LAX. So you're right. I mean, there are different ways to manage this, and there are different ways to look at it. But if you need volume cut, you're going to United, you're going to American, you're going to Delta, right?
Mm-hmm. Fox News Radio, Jessica Rosenthal, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And what a developing story. Boy, anything could happen between now and a week from now. But when you start closing down air, that's when things really get messy. Thank you, Jessica.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show, and joining us after the break, our friend Nicole Murray with This Morning with Gordon Deal. You heard her this morning. You'll hear her next on 97.1 FM Talk. And welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Ryan Recker. Scott, Jessica Rosenthal. Oh, he's not there. Sorry. Well, Ethan, rather. Well, I would say that Jessica Rosenthal thought my evil genius idea is something the Trump administration should consider, which is grounding all flights for people named Taylor Swift. While the FAA is dealing with the problems, ground all private flights from passengers named Taylor Swift.
I mean, you got a new job.
The government shutdown. Yeah, I mean, she's got a new album to promote. She's out there playing concerts. I'm assuming. I guess I don't know, but I'm assuming she's touring, and she's got Kansas City Chief games to go to. Now, all you need to do is have Donald Trump say, "Democrats, I'm going to ground Taylor Swift's private plane. We're going to have the FAA get that thing on the ground and stay there until you open the government back up." You better believe their constituents would not allow for that. So they'll open that government up right away. See, I'm always thinking. It's the Mark Cox Morning Show. Oh, we have our good friend Nicole Murray. Heard this morning on This Morning with Gordon Deal. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
I see. I'm just trying to help the Trump administration a little bit. My idea is, with all these flights being grounded, we'll just have to ground Taylor Swift's private plane and tell people, and we're not opening. We're going to let her back in the air when the government opens back up. That'll get people going.
If anyone can get it done, it's Swifties.
I know. If anyone can get it done, it is Swifties. So how do the markets look?
Right now, futures are slightly lower. Thursday, the Dow Industrials lost 398, the NASDAQ down 445, the S&P 500 down 75. Financially struggling Spirit Airlines has announced that it is pulling out of St. Louis Lambert International Airport and three other U.S. cities. The ultra-low-cost, no-frills carrier will stop serving St. Louis, Milwaukee, Phoenix, and Rochester, New York, effective January 8th. Tesla shareholders have approved a record-setting pay package for chief executive Elon Musk that will give the CEO $1 trillion worth of stock if he hits certain performance targets over the next decade. More than 75% of voters approved the plan. A federal judge has ordered the Trump administration to fully fund food assistance benefits for November by today. The government said earlier this week it would partially fund November SNAP benefits, but with delays. Major airlines say they are planning to cancel hundreds of flights today as the Federal Aviation Administration is set to begin limiting flight capacity by 10% at 40 major U.S. airports amid the government shutdown. As of earlier this morning, more than 800 flights were canceled and more than 400 others had already been delayed. Virtual care company Omada Health said it will start prescribing GLP-1s and other obesity drugs and help patients manage those medications. The announcement expands the offerings under the company's weight management program as its membership grows to more than 800,000. And finally, OpenAI has announced that its chatbot, ChatGPT, will stop giving health, legal, and financial advice to consumers.
Probably a good idea, honestly. You think about where they get that information from, Reddit and these other places where the people giving the advice are not doctors and lawyers. It's probably a smart idea to just drop it all together, given that advice, without being a doctor and lawyer yourself.
I sort of judge people who listen to that advice to begin with, but I see what you're saying. Yes, 100%.
You might actually have like a better chance of survival if you went to the tarot cards and let that dictate your health in the future.
I mean, I get why a lot of people put their trust in ChatGPT. They say it's based off fact, research online and whatnot. But with things that serious, that life-changing advice, yeah, I would take a step back from ChatGPT if I were you.
Right. Well, especially replacing a doctor with it. How frustrating do you think it is for doctors when the patient comes in and says, oh, no, ChatGPT told me the answer already. I just wanted to let you know I'm here to have you confirm it. That must be so infuriating for them.
Well, that idea is not new. People have been Googling their medical symptoms and everyone comes in thinking it's cancer. Like, this idea is not new. And the fact that everything online points to cancer would kind of prove another reason why you shouldn't be listening to ChatGPT to begin with.
Oh, that's scary. All right, yeah. Nicole, have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Listening to ChatGPT. Luckily, I don't have it on my phone. The only experience I have with ChatGPT is when I was putting homeless people into Mark Cox's radio seat there in the studio when he was gone last time. That's my only experiences with it. It was very convincing. You said you showed that to Mark. You thought that was pretty funny?
Yeah. Yeah, he thought it
was good. He convinced? Like, could you have fooled him if he didn't know that's what we were doing?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. Maybe.
You would have to basically step aside reality that we would let that happen. That scenario is a plausible one where, like, let's say producer James was feeling extra generous. We're going to let you come in and warm up. Oh, and while you're here, do you want to take over for the morning show? So that idea would have to be plausible. So Mark would have to think James would allow it, number one. And then number two, we film it and just let him go at it. We'll have to try it again sometime. You know, we got AC/DC tickets sometime this morning. That's going to be a big show. I'm looking forward to giving those tickets away. We haven't done it yet, so if people listening here are wondering, nope, we have not done that. I wanted to read this one opinion piece to you, Scott, and get your thought on it. This is from the New York Post, Ricky Schlott. And here's the headline. Politicians on both sides of the aisle are waffling on moral consistency, and it's time to get a backbone. So he's talking about Bernie Sanders. He's talking about J.D. Vance. And both of them talk about how certain people in their party, like, for example, with Bernie Sanders, you got perhaps a Marxist socialist that is now going to run New York and you're praising him. J.D. Vance, you're talking about people that joke about Hitler or whatever that one, but whatever the big controversy is with the one podcast that Tucker Carlson just did. So you have, for example, the Young Republican group chat where they made those Hitler jokes. So the person's making this point. He said, you know, there was a time when either political side would have gone further than dismiss things like this. They would have exonerated, like they would have thrown them outside of the gates of the city and said, you are gone from here on out. But that doesn't happen anymore. So do you think that perhaps both political parties need a little bit of a backbone and get a little stricter with their people?
Yes, absolutely. 100%. You had me at the first sentence, which now I forgot after you started kept talking.
Politicians on both sides of the aisle are waffling on moral consistency.
Oh, yeah. I was like, full stop. They're always, for as long as I can remember, politicians have been waffling on moral consistency. So I don't think it's anything new. But as far as the backbone part goes, I do agree that in both parties, there are many examples of people who could use a little backbone.
Yeah. Here's the problem with that. We'll just throw this the devil's advocate scenario with you. There are so many people that believe different things, you'll never be able to get a consensus on anything. So let's say that you throw the baby out with the bathwater. I'm just going to use that phrase. But like, let's say someone says and does something stupid, do you completely turn your back to them, or do you just say, nah, we're not doing that, but, you know, we'll still be happy to take your support? What's wrong with that?
I'm sorry, I didn't follow that question.
The sense that, like, let's say Bernie Sanders, his idea is, even though you have a Marxist socialist running New York City, I can say I don't like that. Well, maybe Bernie Sanders is a bad example because he kind of likes socialism. But, like, let's say there was someone else like Hakeem Jeffries. We'll put that because he's the leader of the party. And he's like, yeah, I voted for him, but I don't believe everything he says. So Hakeem Jeffries is thinking to himself, I can't totally exonerate Mamdani, because then the Democratic Party will be non-existent. Like, I'm just going to I would be blowing out of the water like 20% of supporters of the Democrat Party at this point. So I have to just deal with it as opposed to exonerating it.
Right.
Because otherwise the Democratic Party doesn't exist. So when it comes to like waffling and moral consistency, where's the balance between the party existing and you living the moral high ground?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think that's what politicians always grapple with. The idea that they want to get votes, but also if they have a moral compass, that they want to do the right thing and point out things that they don't agree with. But it's tough because there's the bigger party that you have to be concerned with. And if you aren't holding up your end of the bargain as far as the party is concerned, you're probably not going to be in office that long.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, a lot of ways you're representing a community. A community feels a different way than sometimes the way the national audience or the national party would feel. So someone representing a district in Missouri probably feels different than someone representing a district in California, even if it was a red district, for example. So there's different community standards that the different people have to abide by. And that's when they all come together in Washington and they have to represent the people that are around them, depending on what it is. Some of them may be representing socialist Marxist in New York, and the rest of the party are just going to have to deal with it because they're going to vote the same way blue to get the larger agenda done. So it's a tough game of politics. It's a dirty game of politics. Maybe there is an answer or maybe there's no answer. Moral consistency, backbone. Two things that normally you don't say in the same sentence with politicians.
I like my politicians to have some character, and I don't mean to be characters. That's cool too, but to have character that you can see. And when I spot that, I'm very impressed, and I support candidates who you can tell are genuine, authentic. I mean, that's the thing. Authenticity is very hard to come by among political candidates.
That's right. All right. In other news coming up after the break, you're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show, 97.1 FM Talk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead,
stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
In other news,
when it comes to things that should not be in your house, what's your worst nightmare, Ryan?
Ooh, I'm going to say an intruder at night.
Okay. I was thinking animal.
But I was like, oh, snake?
Yes, ding, 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 snake. In Australia, a laundry basket intruder, this snake, happens to be one of the most venomous snakes in the world, the eastern brown snake. There are more fatalities from the eastern brown snake than any other snake in the world. Anyway, so this family comes into their house and in the laundry basket was an eastern brown snake. There's video of this. They called a wrangler from the Sunshine Coast snake catchers, came in, and the video shows the guy going, "What are you doing in the laundry basket, sir?" He's talking to the snake. But he got him out and I guess was relocated into a beautiful habitat. But that would scare the bejesus out of me.
Yeah.
It does walk in Australia.
Well, I have a friend I talk to regularly in Australia, and he sends pictures of these snakes that get into the house or his neighbor's house, and it happens on a regular basis. These giant snakes get in. Mm. Most of them are harmless. But he said, okay, this is what happens. The snake gets in. They have to call their wrangler in the town, and if it's at night, the wrangler's drunk, so he can't come over to it till the morning.
Oh, my God. Yeah, there are so many things that can kill you in Australia.
Mm-hmm. Talking about things that could kill you, what am I ever going to do without the Farmer's Almanac? The 2026 edition will be the last, and I'll never know what the seasons are going to be like.
What the weather's going to be 12 months from now.
Farmer's Almanac. Yeah. 12 months from now. They're a Maine-based publication, and they've been around since 1818, the Farmer's Almanac. We should ask Dave Murray that sometime. I know they talk to meteorologists in areas. I wonder if he's ever contributed anonymously to the Farmer's Almanac, to some of their long-term projections. I'm curious, but say goodbye to it. It's something that's been around forever. You thought would be around forever, but it's finally gone after 208 years.
Speaking of saying goodbye, we're giving tickets away to AC/DC, but Journey is on its final tour. The band has changed over the more than five decades since they started. Neil Schon remains the lead guitarist, Jonathan Cain on the keyboards. But the story of Journey obviously is about the lead singer, originally Steve mm-hmm. Perry, and then Arnel Pineda, who sounds exactly like Steve Perry, and I still to this day cannot tell the difference between the two. The Filipino-born singer, his story is crazy. He started singing when he was like 13 years old, and he dreamed of being in a rock band. And then he would emulate Steve Perry. And so he ended up being the lead singer of Journey and still is today. It's wild.
It's amazing. That is something else. That's out of a movie. I thought Mark Wahlberg did a movie like that, where they like pull someone from the crowd.
They did.
Yeah.
That was Rockstar.
Yeah.
Rockstar. But that's the Judas Priest story.
Oh, yeah.
That's what happened with Judas Priest, too.
They gotta
do this. Are you serious?
They gotta do this one.
Look it up. Like when Rob Halford left, they found a fan, I thought. And that's who was singing with Judas Priest. I'm almost positive.
Wow. So the Consumer Product Safety Commission has recalled more than 833,000 Peloton bikes because the seat assembly can break while someone is using the bike.
Oh, boy.
They're like $2,500 bikes, and they've sold 833,000 of them. I don't understand why people love these bikes so much, honestly. They're so expensive, and there's a lot of other products that do even more than what they offer. Is it just the access, the name brand, the videos that come with it? But either way, I don't like the idea of buying an exercise bike and the seat goes out on me while you're on it, because you know where the pole would go if the seat goes out.
Awful. I can't even...
I
don't want to think about that at all. So, New York Giants kicker Graham Gano has been battling injuries the past three seasons, but he's come out and said something that's pretty disturbing. that he hears a lot from fans, and he points to the proliferation of sports betting as the problem here. He's getting death threats from sports bettors, and I think that's horrible to hear. And it's not surprising in some ways, though. I mean, the other day he said he got someone telling him he should get cancer and die. I mean, the word fan comes from fanatic. I get it. I mean, but there is a line that fans and sports bettors just they can't cross. Unfortunately, there are a lot of dumb people in the world, so we're stuck with this kind of stuff.
Yeah. I hear from athletes who say after something like that happens, people send them, like, requests for money because, hey, you cost me this much, so I want you to pay for it. That stuff happens a lot. Some take them in stride as jokes, some don't. Mm-hmm. But the death threats and wishing cancer on someone, what a bad look. We're out of control when it comes to sports betting. It has spread so fast and furious and has hurt so many different people. It's the addiction right in your pocket, the temptation. You think you can make a bunch of money on these parlays and everyone loses so much. It's the Mark Cox Morning Show, 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.